Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Let me know when you're rolling, guys.
I think they're rolling. Yeah. Go on.
She was so hot in that all-in-one like cat suit. It was just like, oh my god.
You say that every time.
She was very, very cute.
Very good looking girl.
The thrills that you spill down.
Lola was singing it nice.
Yeah, my kids love that song.
They love it.
They absolutely, we dance around the kitchen to that regularly. But whatever happened to them? They were, I think they had two hits, but
they were. You just but said,
they
were.
They were,
part
of a very famous American hip hop band group, who I can't remember. That were really famous in the early late eighties.
It's so spot on, mate.
I can't remember now. You're messing with my head. I might get Tash to find out who they were, but so that we can let you guys know. Yes, because it's very important. But what a great song, "Groove Is in the Heart."
Groove Is in.
Do you remember who it was by?
Delight.
Very good. Groove Is in the Heart. Yeah.
I don't know if it's got that bit in it. All right, what are we talking about today?
And remember, groove is in the heart.
It is in the heart. Let's talk about, so before Christmas.
Let's talk about the power of delegating, mate.
Yeah, before we broke up for the year, or before we broke years. Not broke up.
Mate. Oh, sorry. You'd never leave me, Mills.
I don't think you'd ever leave me. No. I don't know what you'd do with your life.
No. I just find another one. Probably better, more improved, better model, better version, faster.
Not possible. Anyway.
More in tune.
Anyway.
Go on.
Before we broke up for the year, before we finished up at work, we always sort of touch base for the year and see where we're at and figure out how we've been and how we've gone in the past year and how we can improve and the sorts of things we can step it up. And one of the things in terms of business that is so important in terms of growing your business and we really worked with the guys about is delegation and being able to delegate your tasks. This is how you grow a business. So do you want to start off?
Well, I think you know, everybody can be guilty. Like, I have to say, I am a self-confessed fucking master delegator. I absolutely know how to delegate shit. I'm very good. And I get into a lot of trouble over it. People are like, no, fucking do it yourself. No, but I get into a lot of trouble over it. I don't really.
That's because you don't. It's like, this is how you delegate.
Yeah.
You'd be like, has anyone seen the sugar?
Yeah.
And but tell me that is not the most
awesome way to delegate. If I'm sitting at the table and the salt is not here and I go, now, if I said to someone, can you grab me the salt? They'll go, grab it yourself. But if I go, has anybody seen the salt? Is there any salt around here? Has anybody seen the salt? Someone will go and get the salt.
Unless I'm sitting at the table, I'll go, don't you can get up.
Someone will go and get the salt and bring it over to me. Aunt falls for it all the time.
Yeah.
Every now and then, when she's done about four laps of the kitchen, she'll stop and go, screw you, Mitch. I know exactly what you're doing. Get your own salt. But there is a way to do it. I just naturally do it.
And you do it at work. You do it everywhere as well.
I do it all the time. But I think that, you know, delegating is important. And there's a couple of tricks to delegating. And everybody does it in their own way. But one of the things is that when you're delegating, you always got to delegate up.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't turn to Ollie and say, Ollie, have you seen the salt? Because Ollie would probably go and get me a shoe, or he'd look at me and go, yes, I have, Dad. where Lexi would kind of go, no, I'm too busy, I'm eating something, or I'm doing something. Lola would be like, is it in my hair? Because is there salt in my hair? Is that what you're trying to say, there's salt in my hair? So you never delegate down. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You have to delegate up.
Okay, so let's use a different example. Let's use a work example. Mm. So if you were going to delegate having to organise spreadsheets, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't delegate that to me because even though I can do spreadsheets.
Yeah. Questionable.
Well, I can.
Questionable.
But even though I can manage spreadsheets and I can do them, it's not my forte.
Questionable.
It's not my forte. Let me finish. It's not my forte. So you'd give them to someone like Ramilla, who's in our office, that is the spreadsheet queen.
Yeah, she's a spreadsheet queen.
And something that would take me 3 hours to do would take her 15 minutes to do.
Yeah.
So the time that it takes for me to do it. There's no point in delegating to me. That's delegating down.
But the other thing is that Ramila also loves it.
Yes.
Now, if you don't delegate things, what happens is so you've got to delegate up, right? Very, very important. You've got to find. Now, people say to me, but I don't have anybody to delegate to. It's conservation of energy. This is a law that cannot be defied by any human being. Mm. Everything you need is always present within your spheres of influence.
Absolutely.
No matter what it is. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is. How often do we see this?
All the time.
Now, I meet people who are fast asleep. They have their head in the bucket of sand, and all they mumble out of the sand is, oh, my God, there's nothing there to help me. I want to be able to get ahead, and I can't find this, and nobody's there. And this. But when you pull their head out of the sand and their finger out of their ass, and they look around, everything they need. You sit down. You list it out. Okay, what do you need? You're building a business. What do you need? And everything is always around them, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, that's one of the things I think is very, very, very important, that everything you need is always around you. And you've got to delegate to someone that loves doing it. Like, I wouldn't delegate, for example, a spreadsheet to you because that's not what you love. Mm. But Ramila loves that stuff. Mm. Like, give me a spreadsheet. Oh, my God, I love you. And so she loves doing spreadsheets. Mm. And she creates spreadsheets that are astoundingly good. Like, they're amazing. Mm. So delegating to where somebody loves the job and delegating up is very, very, very important.
Yeah. So I think that a common misconception when we're talking about delegating is that there's a hierarchy in the business, that, you know, somebody's more important to somebody else who's more important than someone else, and you're delegating downwards, or you're delegating the things that aren't important to you to somebody else.
Yeah.
But when you think about it that way, you don't actually give the other person the value that they actually deserve. So what we were speaking about with the staff is that it's important to understand that it's a sideways thing. It's a team.
Yeah.
And when you're delegating,
it's not up or down. It's
not
sideways.
Up or down. It's not because I'm better than you and I'm not going to do that menial task. It's not that energy about it. It's that I've got a list of tasks that are high priority for me.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the guys about the fact that when we first started, there was just you and me and Marianne, remember?
Yeah.
And then Ange came. Marianne left. Ange came along. Yeah. And then there was only a few of us. So what happened is that at the start, I was doing the marketing. I would send the emails. I was doing all the phone calls and connecting with the clients.
Yeah.
I was doing the seminars. I was doing the accounts. You know, I was doing the whole lot. Then what happens is that when you're looking at a business and growing a business, it's like, well, what are the things that are actually most important to me? Mm. What are the highest priority tasks that I can do that are most effective in the business? And then all the lower priority tasks get delegated out.
Yeah.
Now, those lower priority tasks, they're not low priority. They're just not the tasks that are going to be the most beneficial for me to continue doing, that are going to have the most impact on the business. So I think one of the first things we started delegating out was the accounts, and that we had somebody just specifically to do accounts, and then we have someone, then it was like the marketing was getting too much and I was not a marketer. I could do it at that level, but I couldn't like do all the other stuff. So we delegate that out. We delegated our CRM system out because it was just all basic at the time, and we outsourced that. So what happens is that it comes to a point where the things that I'm doing that are the most effective are the only things that I'm doing. And the things that are at the bottom of that scale are at the bottom of that scale just for me, not for everybody. And then I go, okay, well, who loves those things? Who would like light up to be doing the accounts? Who would light up to be doing the marketing? Who would, you know, who would it light up to be doing the admin stuff? And then you delegate to those people. So you're not, when we're delegating up, we're saying that we're delegating sideways in the sense that we're not making one person more important than another person.
Yeah.
But we're delegating up in the sense that we're not delegating a task to someone who would not love doing that task.
Yeah. And because, I mean, you know, a lot of people, when I first started getting into business and I was looking, you know, I was learning about the power of delegation, I remember, you know, I would. People, because of what we did, you know, loved what we did. And they, you know, you'd get lots of people who say, God, I'd love to work at you guys. Can I come and work at you guys? I can do that. You know, that thing that you need doing, I can do that. So, you know, I used to employ people. This is years ago. I used to employ people because I liked them.
Mm. And because they said that they could do the task.
And they could. But the problem was that I was employing someone that was doing something because they wanted to come and work for us. But and I was employing them because I liked them, but I was finding that I was employing redundancy, because eventually what would happen is that that person didn't want to do what they were doing because it wasn't what they loved.
Yeah, so a lot of people that have come on board have ultimately wanted to do what you were doing, right?
Yeah.
And so they were just doing, say, the accounts or the marketing or something else because it was to get to a different spot.
Yeah.
And that, so to me, that's not, they're not, we're not delegating to a place where that, that's what they love, you know?
Yeah.
So we want to work in terms of business in delegating to a place that, yes, I'm giving you the accounts because you love accounts, because working with numbers like fills your soul, that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah. Now, some people will be sitting listening to this going, God, is there somebody in the world that working with numbers fills their soul?
And absolutely.
The truth is absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, is there somebody in the world that just wants to be an EA? Absolutely. Is somebody in the world that just wants to be a receptionist? Absolutely.
Yeah. There's always someone that wants to do the task. That for the tasks that are highest priority to them are the lower priority for you.
Yeah.
And so for me spending hours on spreadsheets and accounts is not the most productive use of my time.
Yeah.
But me working on seminars and connecting with clients and doing that, they're the most important parts of my time.
Yeah.
So I focus on doing that. And then as the business grows, each of the departments have lower priority tasks that we can then delegate to somebody else.
The other thing is that when you delegate a job to someone that loves that job, they appreciate you more.
Absolutely.
When you delegate a job to someone that's doing it because they want to work with you and they'll do it for the moment, they're happy when you give them the job, but eventually they're going to get peeved at you.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to leave. So you're not building a strong foundation. So it's easy to say. When I first started, you know, my career business, you know, my mum was like, I can do the accounts and I can do this and, you know, you do the marketing and I'll knock on the doors. But eventually you have to work out, okay, what are the things that I'm doing that are giving me the greatest return on investment of my time? And what are the things that I, you know, as you grow...
25% of effort gives you 75% of the productivity.
That's right.
Yep.
So what are the things then that I really am, and it's costing me to do these things and I'm going to find someone, not that I like, you know, I'm not... It doesn't mean that you're not going to not like them, but it means I'm not going to employ this person because I like them or because they're smart or because they look good. I'm going to employ them because they absolutely are born and on this earth to handle that particular task.
Yeah.
That's what they're here to do.
So here's the thing, right? And I think this is one of the things that bottlenecks any business, and one of the things that we've got such a great team. Like we've got a team internationally and we've got a team locally.
Very lucky.
But our team locally, they're so good at wanting to assist everybody else that they take so much on board, right? And I know what that's like especially when I was doing a lot of the stuff, it was like, okay, no, it's all right, I'll do it because I'm the best person. But no, I'll do it because I'm the best person for the job.
Keep bringing
it all in and go, oh, no, I'll do it all.
Yeah.
And there's like, obviously people, you know, with hearts of gold are doing that for the sake of wanting to help. But we don't realise that we're actually stunting our own growth by trying to take everything on.
Yeah.
Because at some point something's got to give and you can't keep giving and you can't keep doing that without without it having an impact on yourself and on the business, right?
But so you got to see it like this. When a warrior is heading off to war, you know, and he gets on his horse, does he load himself up with 50 shields and 50 swords and, you know, 50 spears and 50 helmets and head off to war? No, he delegates wisely and correctly in accordance with each individual warrior and what it is they're going to do. And it's the same with your business. If you have someone that is taking on everybody and saying, no, I can do that. No, I can do that. No, that's not what you want.
Well, no, but...
You want someone who's able to go, okay, I'm very good at delegating and finding this organization, the correct person to be able to handle what we need to get us to where we want to get to.
I agree. But see, the thing is, and I think this is why I wanted to bring it up, is that for me, I didn't understand that.
Right.
When I first was taking everything on, it was like the only way that I would be loved, the only way I'd be important in the business, the only way I would feel like I was doing something is if I was doing everything.
Mm.
And if I was to hand some of that off, well, then I wouldn't be important anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got – the reason that we sometimes don't get delegate is that we have this feeling of not being important. And, you know, we've had plenty of people in the business over the years, including myself, that have wanted to hang on to all of it. It is a big step to say – actually, I don't need to do everything. I just need to be doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And that was a massive thing for me, and I had to go through a transition period of feeling a little bit discombobulated about the fact that I wasn't doing things. And, like, you know, anybody would ask me anything in the business, like, you know, where do you find that document? What's going on with this thing, that thing? You know, how do I use this? And I would be able to answer everything. Now I don't know how to use certain systems.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that over the years where people, where normally I'd say, hey, go to Mills. And now it's like, I've seen you say to people, listen, if you left, I have no idea where that is or how that works, which is a really, really good sign, because when people are taking on all of the work, they're wanting to have the pleasure of that. To the boss or to the person that they perceive.
Or themselves and their own,
But they don't realise you can't have the pleasure of that without the pain. Absolutely. And all you're doing is you're prolonging the pain. Yeah. They're doing it because they want to feel secure.
Yeah.
But eventually, if they keep doing that, they're going to be ousted because someone's going to step in and go, this actually doesn't work.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and so we have to take some of this off you so that we can get this organisation.
Well, because it creates the bottlenecks, because then I was the only one that could do any of that stuff. And so it all got stuck with me. So now there's certain things that I have final say on, but I don't actually have to do the legwork for, because it's not my forte to do the legwork for.
Yeah.
So the point is that the reason that we don't delegate is because we're insecure in some respect of our role and what we bring to the table. Mm. And when we recognise that our role and what we bring to the table doesn't have to be doing everything, it's just about doing the right thing, we will allow ourselves to delegate so that the business can grow and flourish. And because the business won't grow and flourish unless we know how to play to our own strengths, and then the things that aren't our strengths, we move on to somebody else, who loves doing that job. Do you know?
And they're always there every single time.
And that, you know, that's not just in business; that's also in life. You know, and for me, I remember we used to work a lot of weekends. We don't work as many weekends anymore, right? Because we changed the structure of the business accordingly. But because we used to work a lot of weekends, I hated going home of a weekend and having to clean the house.
Mm.
Like, I love cleaning when it's time and when I feel like it, but I didn't like the obligation of having to do that. And then what happened was I realised that I was wasting my time and my energy to do that. So I delegated that to somebody else. I pay somebody now to clean my house, even though, like, obviously I do general cleaning, but in terms of the vacuuming, all the other bits and pieces, I get somebody else to do that. And what that does is that frees up my time so that I don't feel as resentful about doing the things that I don't feel bring me as much productivity or as much time to do some of the other things that I love to do.
Do you delegate your cooking?
I wish. I need to. That's actually my very next thing.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because not my day to day cooking. I look forward to Ange coming over every week.
Who also can't cook. So it really is the blind leading the blind. Yeah.
She actually cooks me dinner.
Yeah.
But I love, I can cook. I can get by.
Questionable.
It is kind of questionable. I set off the smoke alarm quite often. I can get by, but I do want somebody to help me with that. So that's actually my next thing, is to pay someone every week to come in and make some snacks and things like that, so that I can or pre-prepare meals so that I can put them in the freezer and then just take them out when I'm – because I get busy at nights, when I'm working late at seminars and things like that. So just to do that, I think it's a great idea.
McCain, you've done it again.
No, not like that. But if anybody's out there that wants to help me cook,
there you go. Somebody, get somebody commenting, going, "Yes, Amelia, I will come and help you cook."
but that's like, it doesn't have to be in work life, but obviously it works very effectively in work life.
So let's wrap this up with saying, look at the things that you're doing that are not of service or productive
as productive as
you could be, that are swallowing your time, and always delegate that stuff away, including in the household, including in the family.
Yeah.
And then.
So working on your highest priority tasks that get you the best outcome rather than your low priority tasks.
The greatest return on investment of time or energy or money.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's okay to delegate. And remember, there's always people out there who are looking forward to doing the things that you don't want to do. They're always out there.
Do you reckon I can delegate somebody hanging out with you so I don't have to do it?
Probably.
It's not very nice, isn't it?
It's a bit mean.
It's a bit mean.
You're a bit self-conscious now.
Are we done?
Yes.
Delegating?
Boom.
Happy Nate.
Yeah.
That we did the squiggle.
We did the squiggle for you, Nate.
We did the squiggle for you, Nate. Little squiddy.
Oh, my God.
Delegation.
Yeah. I think they cut too much off my fringe today. What do you think?
does look a bit, unusual.
A bit tight.
I don't think so.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.